that provide full-service plumbing repairs. Whether it be kitchen and bath remodeling, sewer and drain cleaning, toilet repair or replacement, slab leak detection, faucet repairs or installations, they can do it. Visit their showroom at 483 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, or give them a call at 727-734-2879, or visit their website, dunedinplumbing.com. License number RF0037427. See the Dunedin Plumbing ad in the BCC coupon book. You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Cars Unlimited Auto Repair, Pinellas County's number one full-service automotive repair shop. They specialize in brakes, tires, transmissions, tune-ups, alternators, and more. You can get a full synthetic oil change for $49.99 and a free 40-point inspection. Visit them online at carsunlimitedautorepair.com. Give them a call at 727-375-3499 or visit the shop at 12651 62nd Street in Largo. Cars Unlimited Auto Repair.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claws Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claws, and his very special guest.
Another one in the books. How's it going? How are you doing? We got the website in the house. How's the website going?
Hey, it's coming along great. It's coming along great.
I wish I knew how to sell website advertising.
Yeah, I think it's much like selling any type of advertising, right? A good salesperson is a good salesperson. The advantage with trying to sell the online is you guys already have a nice network. You have the flip book. You have people who already are familiar with you.
Let's go over each thing and then...
Okay.
So... How do I get people to go to the website? Say, how do we get the people that are on computers? How do we prove to people how many likes we get or whatever hits, whatever you guys call it?
Sure.
What is it called, by the way?
Yeah, so for a website, it's going to be traffic.
Traffic.
It's a little bit different when you're talking about social media, like your Facebook, your Instagram. That's where you have likes and, interactions and things like that. But as far as a website... It's called traffic. So basically, it's how many people hit your website, how many people go to your website. And there's analytics called Google Analytics and some other things that measure. You can measure that. So you can find out like how many people have hit it. You can find out how many people in Tampa have hit it. You can find out what days and what times are the most popular to hit it. So you can go into almost any level of granularity that you want to. You know, you can drill down into your different analytics.
So how would we get people, do you guys spend extra money to get people to hit the website, just like people spend money on advertising? Is there ways that you can get more people to hit the website? What do you do to get people the traffic that you're talking about? How do we prove to people that it's worth their while, in their best interest, to be on our website?
Sure. Yeah. So the way you get traffic is twofold. There's one that's called organic traffic, and that's the free, that's the unpaid. And a lot of that is just awareness, just like someone walking into your store when you have a brick and mortar store. You talk about it on the radio show. People are familiar with it because of the print book. Probably in your next print book, you'll say, see our website for our online version. You talk about it on social media. All those things are free. So that's one component. The next component is called SEO, search engine optimization. And that's all about making your website visible and I'm going to say catches Google's attention. So Google goes out there and it's called crawling. It goes out there and it finds all these billions and billions of websites every day. And then it comes through and says, okay, this website is about so-and-so. And then it tries to link all these up. So what you're trying to do is kind of like playing a game, right? So you're trying to use what's called keywords on your website. So like you guys might be like radio show, business networking. From the consumer side, it might be like Pinellas County coupons, discounts on restaurants. So you're going to put these into your website.
Should we have named it Pinellas County coupons?
You know, we talked about that, but you already
even
have
though we're not going to be in Tampa, we're really not in Tampa.
Right.
So
yeah.
Why not just go with what we have now?
Yeah, I think there was, you definitely, because if you were a brand new business with no name recognition, but you have a 30 or 40 year track record, people know your name. So, and the book has a name. Your actual physical coupon book has a name. So that's why we went with that.
We should have put on the front cover, bccoupon.com.
And that's what you should do, for future ones, And that's okay, you know.
We missed out on this one.
That's okay. It's fine. We'll have it by the next one. So
there you go. Right. Yeah. That's a great attitude, by the way.
Absolutely. So, so that's how you get traffic. And then once you do all that, then you can also do paid traffic. And that's where you're buying advertising with Google or, you know, with Microsoft for the Bing, for different search engines or for any of your social media channels, you know, your Facebook, your Instagram. So, and I always recommend people start out with organic, free, you know. And the thing with SEO, it takes a little bit of time because, you know, again, you know, when you type something into Google, you have to remember Google has billions and billions of websites that are already out there. So, you know, it takes a little bit of time to get out there. But in the meantime, you're out there driving your own traffic. Just like if you open a new brick and mortar store, you need to let people become aware that you're there, right, and what you do.
But I'd rather do it the other way. See, I know people stick their toe in the water and they want to see, oh, wow, is this water cool? You know what I say?
Just jump in.
Just jump in,
just
baby.
Just jump in.
Let's just start right from the get-go with the guns blazing.
Yeah.
Okay, this is, I want you to go with the guns blazing. I don't want no organic. I want to push. I want to pry. I want to force people to go to our website.
Well, that's still, you know, that's still
that's
organic.
A joke, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say,
So I want you to go all full board. I want you to go, this is the 12th round. We need a knockout.
Yeah.
We're losing. Okay, cut me, Mickey. Cut me. What do you think?
Well, you know, whatever
I'm
do,
advising you, I want you to do what?
Just to go out there and hit it running, right?
I don't want this organic stuff.
Well, you do want organic stuff because organic stuff is what's free. It's what comes natural.
So you know how to do the organic keywords?
Yeah.
Remember that lady kept saying to us, oh, we got to put the names of the keywords in the name. Is that true?
I never want to discredit somebody else. So
I didn't say her name.
Let's put it this way. There's 1,000 ways to get there. And I think in some cases it is, you know, sometimes it's good to have your name on there. You know, if you can't have your name on there, and we tried a lot of different iterations, and we just, you know, the domains were already taken by other companies. So we went ahead and we went with, you know, something that was very close. So, you know, a few years ago, you definitely wanted, you know, you wanted a .com, you wanted your name. But if you can't have your name, then you want something catchy that people will remember. So, you know, it really just depends. But,
right, that's good. Yeah. And then how many likes should we expect?
I mean, likes? I mean, web traffic? Wow.
Web traffic, right.
Yeah. A bunch, right? That's what you're going after.
How do you say that, like, to someone? Like, they ask the question, like, how much web traffic should I get?
Yeah, so initially we will not have that, but after about 30 days, then you'll have a good benchmark. Just like, you know, I always like to refer things back to the old days in advertising. So, you know, distribution of a magazine, distribution of an advertisement, distribution of a direct mailing piece. You know those demographics because, you know how many places you've sent it to. So we have tools. There's tools out there that you can track. And every time somebody comes to your website, you can find out where they come from and how many clicks you're getting. And you can even get how long they stay on your site.
Really?
And what pages.
Can I do all that, or is that extra money?
No, you can do all that.
I'm sure you have techniques and programs too, right?
Yeah, so there's some. Google has a lot of analytics for their site.
How much would it cost to buy a program to have someone go to our website?
find a program to have somebody go to your website.
Or is that what you do? Do you already pay for the programs?
Yeah, it's not really programs. It's mostly labor hours. There's really no...
Why? Why is it labor hours?
Well, because you have to... first thing you have to do is you have to do the analytics to find out where you're at. And when you're a new site, you won't have that. Probably after about 30 days, you'll have a good idea. And then from there, you start looking at keywords. So a keyword is something that you're going to... Someone's going to try to find a business on Google. So a popular one is pizza near me, right? So the search terms there would be like pizza and near me. Or you might say like pizza Clearwater. You know, those are what we call key terms. Those are search terms. And then what you do is you say, okay, these are the things I think that people will put in Google or Bing or any search engine to find your website. And then you're going to put these keywords into your website in different places, different techniques, so that Google picks it up and they can match your website up with these search terms.
I have a question.
Okay.
Is there a limited amount of keywords you can use or should use?
No, there's definitely no limit. And how many you should use, you know, typically a rule of thumb is one per page. So you're going to want one focused keyword per web page. So when you're talking about like an overview, it's going to be, you know, your company. When we're talking about the online advertising, you know, that's going to be a keyword. When we're talking about business networking for Pinellas County, that would be a focus keyword. And then you're going to use a couple different sub-keywords, so it's kind of related but not exact with your main focus keyword. And so typically, that's how you're going to set it up. And then you're also going to look and see what your competition is like.
So that's why I was thinking, I don't understand, really, and you're not wrong, actually, for saying that, because I said to you how many times, I don't understand, I don't know, right?
Well, yeah. The whole thing about
a
website...
But you would think, just let me just ask this question, you would think that someone like an expert, like, again, I am always on this expert thing, that you tap into it, and I'll just give you a real quick example. The people in my house, they went a day without... the internet, and they kept trying to change wires, they kept trying to reboot it, right? So what I suggested before I left was this. I said, can one of you call Spectrum and talk to the expert, right? And then I come back that night, right, and the internet's still not on, like for our Wi-Fi, right? So no one could get TV. And then I said, did anybody call Spectrum? Oh, no, we tried to pull wires out and reboot it. But no, that was not the question. You know, what's the question I asked? So I know you heard me.
Did you call Spectrum?
And why would I want them to call Spectrum?
Because they are the experts in the cable, which is Spectrum cable.
Right. So then I call up, right? So anyhow, there's only supposed to be two wires out of the three plugged in. So when they were messing around with the wires, guess what they did? They plugged in all three wires, but it was only supposed to be two. One to the, whatever it is, I don't know what the names are. So I said to the guy, no, there's three plugged in. So he right away knew, no, something's wrong. You're only supposed to have two. So now listen, I just want to just finish. So I come home, Roy comes back, and he's like, oh, the internet's down again. Right? Now, keep in mind, I have already called the expert. I don't know nothing. I can't even turn a computer on. But I know how to call an expert. So then I look at the box, and guess what? See if Tammy can give the answer.
What do you think? They had the wrong wires plugged in.
They had all three wires plugged in again. And Roy's on YouTube on hold with Spectrum and all this. He's like, oh, someone, and I think it was him.
Probably.
Right? So he's like, oh, the internet. I know that. The internet went out. Right? So I said, Roy, here. And he's like, oh. And I said, no, just pull this middle wire out. And then the light turned blue. Now, am I smart? No. But who'd I call?
The expert.
Okay. So we got auto repair. Who do we got?
We got Andy.
Andy?
Andy?
Hi.
Is this Andy?
Cars Unlimited, right?
Yes, it's Andy with Cars Unlimited Auto Repair.
Right.
Did you hear my internet story?
Just a little piece of it.
But like, I'll use you as an example, right? We're launching a website, right? Which I really haven't really been pushing. So we're trying to figure out, because I can't even turn a computer on. So, but we're going to be doing it. And can I just talk to you real quick? I know you want to talk about Cars Unlimited, but can you hear just a little information from an expert on websites? Just like 30 seconds?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, tell them the traffic and all the things you were just saying. What makes a good website?
A good website. A good website's going to be, we like to say there's three things. You need to get people to your website. They need to be able to navigate their website. In other words, your website has to be pleasing to the user, has to give them the information. And then you want your website to convert. So those are the three things. You got to get people there. You got to give people what they want. And then you need to be able to get them to convert. That may just be filling out a form that they want more information. Or if you have an e-commerce site, it might be that they actually purchase something.
Now, do you have a website?
And I do. It's carsunlimitedautorepair.com.
Right. And then do you have stuff set up with programs and such to have people get traffic to your website?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we do. If they make it to the website, we have a form on there that can give you an estimate. You can price out tires on there. You can even book an appointment right from our website without having to call anybody or anything. You can book it right online.
That's amazing. Yep. So then, and what's your website?
CarsUnlimitedAutoRepair.com.
That's so smart, too. Yep. Do you see what he did there?
Yep, he did it great. That was awesome.
That's
awesome.
Fantastic, because yep. Now if I say CarsUnlimitedAutoRepair.com, I can remember that just because it's the name of his company.
Right.
It's brilliant the way you did it. And then, like, I had a guy that, it was the first one that told me this was A Absolute Tree Service. He was the first one to say it. He's our biggest sponsor for years. So we always said A Absolute Tree Service, right? And he said he got his biggest job, and the guy said he's having the conversation now with Brent. And do you know why he got the biggest job, Andy?
Why is that?
Because the guy Googled his name, A Absolute Tree Service, from the radio show. So that's the purpose of the radio show, is not people Google auto repair. The name of your company is what, Andy?
So they'll Google CarsUnlimitedAutoRepair.com.
Yes.
And I didn't, yes. You know what? I just maybe shouldn't say this, and I'll probably be shot at dawn. I say things sometimes that I really don't know are true or not, but I know from a salesman standpoint, they sound good.
OMG.
Right. Right?
Wow.
That's just the truth, right?
Yeah.
Basically, I lie. But you know what I mean? This is what I'm told, right? And then I say to people, like when I'm selling them, right? Because I'm a salesman, I'll say to them, oh, yes, they'll Google your name, right? The whole purpose, and I'm saying this in my sales presentation of selling radio. And then somebody actually said, yeah, they did. So I want you to...
Yeah, no, I mean...
I mean by that?
It's true. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been listening to the radio and I hear, you know, a company offering a service and I Google that name, you know? If I hear a window company advertise on the radio and I'm looking for windows, I Google the name of that company. I don't just Google windows.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the name of your company?
Cars Unlimited Auto Repair.
Yes. .com.
Yes. So, guys, Cars Unlimited is located over in Largo, right near Pinellas Park High School, and I'm sure everybody knows where that is. You guys have been in business for a while, and you are Pinellas County's number one full-service automotive repair shop. Number one.
That's us.
Now, would you be interested in having someone look at your website like an expert to see if they can up your likes or traffic? Or are you happy?
Oh, of course.
There you go. And her name is Hope, right? And you can't go better than Hope.
Well, Hope has a business called Microbiz. That she is a website designer. And she's also, well, see, Brian doesn't really, I know, understand. And I'm not being mean by saying that about websites and whatnot, because he really just doesn't use computers. But the whole way you sell a website is not your words. It's what she can do. It's by sending traffic to your site.
Yeah, I mean, Yes.
I
would love to talk to Hope about that.
Right, because what you want to do is have somebody click on your website to book a job or to buy something from you without ever talking to you.
Do you know what my deal with Hope is, too? You want to know what it is, Andy? I got to get her two deals. I promised her two deals.
Guess what? She might have one right here.
She's good with
Google AdWords.
Yeah, she really is. You know, I'm not going to cry because I'm a man, right? You don't want to be a whatever.
Oh, yeah, we don't do that.
We don't do that. But when I say to you this, because you can see I'm unfiltered. I say what I think. She might be the kindest, most loving, and I put that in the text to you too, right?
Yes, you did.
She might, and you'll see this after working with her, she might be the most kindest, lovable, good-hearted, given person that I have ever met in my life besides Tammy. See, I got Tammy.
Wow.
But seriously, when I say that she's good-spirited, she has a good spirit, and she has love in her heart, that describes Hope. And it's ironic that's her name because, you know, you want people to always have hope.
There's always hope.
Because when you're at the end of your rope, there's always hope.
There's always hope.
We got to go to the traffic.
Well, I hope she can help us out.
Yeah, sure.
So, guys, again, that's Andy at Cars Unlimited. So you and your beautiful wife are usually there. So come on in, ask for maybe an oil change, which we have a coupon in the book for, which is a really good deal for $49.99, full synthetic. Or if you want to get there, have an amazing brake special going on right now for $229. That includes removing and installing new brake pads and or resurfacing your rotors. So if you have any issues or need something like looked at on your car, you got to go check out Cars Unlimited. And by the way, I'm probably...
Don't forget, free 48-point inspection.
Oh, yes, free 48-point inspection. And they are located at 12651 62nd Street in Largo. Or if you would like to give a call, that's 727-375-3499. That is Andy at Cars Unlimited, or check him out online at carsunlimitedautorepair.com.
Yeah, really go to the website, carsunlimitedautorepair.com. Do that. I'm welcome. I put out this coupon book, Andy, 40 years ago, right? There were no computers. Think of that.
Hold on, how many years ago?
40. I've been doing this for 40 years, longer than you've been alive. Anyhow, we got to go to the traffic report break.
And today's traffic report is brought to you by Cars Unlimited. CarsUnlimitedAutoRepair.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's Thrift Store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
And this traffic report on the BCC Coupon Book Radio Show is brought to you by CarsUnlimited.com. CarsUnlimited.com. This is Sally with the traffic report. 275 is a parking lot right now due to an accident blocking the left shoulder southbound at about Howard Avenue. So use caution going through that area. There's also traffic on I-4. Moving over into Pinellas County, trying to get from Clearwater into Tampa looks good. There's slowdowns on 60. So once you get into Tampa and you take State Road 60, that's going to be your best bet. It is slower, but it's less of a parking lot than 275. Once we get into Pinellas County, Gulf to Bay looks good. There is slowdowns on 275 going south to St. Petersburg due to an earlier accident. And there is general rush hour traffic on 19 headed up north going towards Palm Harbor. Also, general rush hour traffic to report on Gulf to Bay. So use caution going through these areas. It's going to take a little time, but you will eventually safely get to where you need to get to. With your BCC Coupon Book Traffic Report, I'm Sally, and this report was brought to you by CarsUnlimitedAutoRepair.com. Cars Unlimited Auto Repair, Pinellas County's number one full-service automotive repair shop. They specialize in brakes, tires, transmissions, tune-ups, alternators, and more. You can get a full synthetic oil change for $49.99 and a free 40-point inspection. Visit them online at carsunlimitedautorepair.com. Give them a call at 727-375-3499 or visit the shop at 12651 62nd Street in Largo, Cars Unlimited Auto Repair. Hey, Tampa Bay, do you have a cleaning project that needs to get done? Give Keith's Cleaning Service a call, 727-470-5071 for honest, hardworking, and tenacious service from Keith's Cleaning Service. Call now for a quote, 727-470-5071. That's 727-470-5071 for Keith's Cleaning Service. Some of the best cleaning services in Tampa Bay.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC Coupon Book.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
I need the book too. A book. Yes, and that's CarsUnlimitedAutoRepair.com. Don't forget that, folks. CarsUnlimitedAutoRepair.com.
Yes.
Okay, now we got Scott on the line. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Okay, things are going really good. We're just launching the website, and when is it going to come out?
Probably within a week or so.
A week or so. You're supposed to say soon.
Coming soon at a location near you, at a computer near you.
Right.
So what do you think about that? Because you're the computer guy. You do a lot of stuff on eBay and stuff. Is it time-consuming is why sometimes you don't do it, the labor?
What website are you talking about, Brian?
Well, let Hope explain it to you. Go ahead.
Sure, yeah. So we're going to have a website for Brian's coupon for the coupon book, and there'll also be the option to do online advertising as well as a copy of the print version online.
Yeah, and then you don't mind me doing this, Scott, too? Because Scott's been in he's the only one I know that's been in the industry as long as I have and knows more about print than I do.
I want to show you something amazing. Scott, Brian has never witnessed what we have in the book right now is an ad for Scott, right? You see it? Which has a little QR code in his ad, correct?
Yeah.
I want to show you what awesomeness this actually goes to. And it's an awesome idea, and I'm actually, sorry, Scott, I'm stealing it from you as an idea for our clients with QR codes, which I really didn't think about doing it like this.
And we left it out, too, at first, right? And then Scott?
No, I had to make it.
But I'm just saying it was Scott's idea.
Yes, it's totally Scott's idea. And right. What this is going to go, watch. This is how you do a QR code, Brian. So I hope you can talk about websites and talk to Scott.
Sure.
While I'm showing Brian this awesomeness.
Okay, so Tell him what you're doing for us.
Yeah, so.
Watch.
Okay. Yeah, so basically we're just putting everything online and then bringing them up to the 21st century. And just, you know, really trying to take what he's done over the last 40 years and putting it in an online environment to help the advertisers, help the consumers, you know, help everybody be able to have better exposure for both the coupons and for the merchants that advertise.
Like Classic Monopoly, you're going to love this. Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great idea. I mean, it really is. I mean, I like the scan code, as Tammy was saying, because what it does is I basically, you open up your camera, you take a scan, you know, with your camera, and it goes and says YouTube. You click on it, and boom, it goes right to a channel that has over 300 pictures of some of my inventory right now.
Yes, I just showed Brian Scott, like, he never saw it.
And then it goes from photo to photo automatically.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, Scott, you're the genius.
And then we also did a
time bar. Just trying to, you know, necessity. You know, you got to draw a graphic somehow, some way, and, you know, that's just the best way, the easiest way for somebody to just go ahead and click it, and there you go.
Right. I think it's awesome because, you know, somebody picks up our book, which they're looking at the book, and there's no possible way we could have 300 different pictures, because believe me, guys, Scott has thousands, actually, of items in his store that are awesome. We would never be able to, you know, list all of those for people to look at, but what he just did, if you scan this QR code, it takes you directly to his YouTube, where you can actually see real items in his store that he's selling. So it's like shopping online.
It's a shortcut.
Yeah, and absolutely. Yeah. I mean, anybody sees anything on those ads, all they got to do is tell me what the timestamp is, and I'll be able to determine what that item is and get them any more information that they might need, whether it be shipping or packing or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. And it's a great video how you did it and how you laid it out. It's awesome. Very smart.
Yeah, the ad was brilliant.
Yeah, it's really smart.
Yeah, no talking, no nothing, just pictures.
Nope. And then we did also, for those of you who don't really maybe know how to scan a QR code, some people might not know how to do that, you can actually type the URL in underneath of the code, which we used this site called Tiny URLs to make it much shorter so that they don't have to type in like 22 letters. So you can just type it in. So then it'll go right to YouTube.
All right.
Exactly.
So,
and I appreciate that.
Yeah, oh, so sure. We're 2023, Scott. Website.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
And then
remember when we used to have to drive around with a hard drive just to go and get the images to the printer?
How about hot wax on a board?
Yeah, I remember I used to drive around with a fax machine in my trunk because the printer wouldn't print unless I signed off on it.
Right. And then I remember this is a true story. I got a fax machine because I was ahead of my time, at least on that. But you know what I found out? No one else had a fax machine. That shows how long I've been doing it. I had a fax machine. Let me fax over your ad to you. Well, I don't got a fax machine. Do you know the first fax of paper would take like 2 or 3 minutes to print out, just the first fax?
No, I understand. I had to buy a specialty bag phone just to get a dial tone so the fax machine would work.
Right. There's so times
have changed. Hook up to your cell phone. You had to get like a bag phone so you had that dial tone.
What is it called? The scanner? The first scanner I bought was $1,500. And I just recently saw one at a store for $75.
Yeah, you know, you could get them for $35-40 now.
Really? It's
amazing
crazy.
How the technology's advanced.
And it's the same thing with TVs, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You see those 55-inch TVs for $298.
It's amazing, isn't it? And they do so much. It's great.
They're called smart TVs.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, you can hook them right up to the internet through Wi-Fi.
So tell us about Slay Trades, like what you got going on there and the merchandise and stuff you have and where people can
Slay
find
Trades
you.
Slay Trades is 15,000 square feet of over 500,000 items. Over, you know, basically what I've done is I've been in this location for 10 years. And people travel the world all their lives and collect things. And fortunately for me, it ends up in a place like mine. Now, I'm very discriminating. Like Brian says, there's like a lot of unique things. Like Tammy said, there's thousands of items that are just one-of-a-kind items. I mean, you're not going to find them anywhere. And what I do is I got very picky throughout the years. And, I mean, if it wasn't unique or if it wasn't interesting, I didn't buy it. You know, and my phone rings off the hook of people trying to sell me stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot of cool, interesting things here for people that have sensory overload. They got to run out because there's so much stuff, but it's well displayed. And other people, like, you know, spend days here. They'll come back 2-3 days in a row, I mean, and they really enjoy it. So you have to determine what person you are, and then basically all you got to do is find something you'd like to own, and I'm not going to let price stand in the way. I mean, my job is to sell something to every person that walks through the door, no matter how big or small. If I did that, I did my job.
Right. Results, right?
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, everybody can take advantage. Right now, I'm trying to downsize and go out of business, to be honest with you. You know, it's just that time in life again where, you know, I built up an amazing business. It's a huge inventory. It's way too much. I mean, I called in 5 auction houses, and they all can't believe how much stuff I've got.
Yeah,
it's like
they're
too much.
I love going to look at the stuff that Scott has at Slade Trades, because seriously, I could spend 3 days there. He has just, I mean, anything. If you think of it, I bet you he's got it. Like, I learned so much about different things, too, and historical things and things like that. Like marbles. He has all these different marbles that are, some of them are very valuable. I was like, whoa. Like, I never would have thought that.
Just to give you an example today, I mean, you know, a lady came in and saw 2 watercolors, about 33 inches tall, 18 inches wide. Real nice frames, 2 of them by this guy, John Haseman.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I, you know, was around from like the late 1800s, early 1900s. But I mean, he painted cityscapes, whether it be Paris or New York or Central Park or the Empire State Building or Chicago.
Cool.
You know, I mean, $1,800 I had for the two end up watercolors original. I let him go for $500 today.
Wow. Yeah, so, it's time to come and see you.
Yeah, anybody that's interested in really fine collectibles, you know, now's the opportunity. I mean, I've got way too much inventory to even let it matter.
Let me ask you a question. Did the locksmith guy call you?
No, he hasn't called me yet.
It's called Jaws All Safe and Secure Locksmith.
It's Jam All
Is
Safe.
He in the book? I mean,
yeah,
is that locksmith guy in the book?
Yes.
His phone number.
Yeah,
why don't you take his number?
I was going to call him, but I wasn't sure if it was him that you were telling me about.
Yeah, his name is Jerry. Right?
All right.
And then he has a QR code in his ad.
Yeah. Which actually, with Jerry, that is pretty cool. You can get a free key on Fridays. Free key Friday.
You call him up.
I call him on Friday then.
Right? And his QR code his QR code takes you to his website to get the deal. So that's pretty cool too.
I knew. Just by the way I was explaining it to Brian, I knew damn well that it was going to show up everywhere in the book. Brian go, wow,
yes.
Really? And then I said, that's all. It's all over with. Brian's going to have that.
Yeah, next book's going to have every book's going to have a QR
code. Actually, look, Rambling Rose also has a QR code in there.
It's all right. It's okay. You know?
Do you know what we should do is pay him a royalty?
I don't want no royalty. I just, you know, like the fact that I'm in the fold and in the family.
Awesome.
You know,
if
I can help you out
Scott.
Anyway, I'm going to.
We love you, but also stay on the line, Scott. Don't go anywhere. We also have Mark from Serenity Dog Services on the line as well. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Tammy, how you doing today?
Doing awesome. How are you?
You should get here. We have Swedish meatballs.
Oh, my gosh. We have shrimp scampi, Brian.
I know. We have Swedish meatballs and shrimp scampi, and you didn't show up. Why?
I always miss that shrimp scampi.
And Swedish meatballs and a big Greek salad. What else do we have?
Lobster tail.
Yeah.
Why didn't you show up?
Champagne out there? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Strawberries.
Chocolate covered strawberries?
Yes.
When it's a full house.
No, it all sounds good.
There's about, like, what, 10, 15 people here?
Oh, at least, yeah. More coming and going every minute.
Hey, I just saw someone steal some shrimp. Put that shrimp back.
Oh, no.
Scott, what do you think? You believe Brian?
I'll tell you what. I ate the shrimp scampi last time I was there. And it was amazing. I don't think he cooked it, though. He said he did.
We do have a lot of good food here. That's for sure.
No, probably about, like, 15 people here, though. And we have music outside for the first time, a live band. And then we got girls.
Now I'm missing everything.
Yeah, then there's girls in grass skirts, right?
Oh, we're doing the hula now?
Yeah. There you go.
And then at 6, we're going to be cutting the pineapple.
Oh, that actually sounds pretty good. We should have a luau.
Yeah, there you go.
Barbecue. No, really, for real. Let's do a luau.
Would you be here for a luau?
I definitely would.
Matt, would you be here?
That would be fun.
I'd probably be the one of the ones in the skirt dancing.
All right, sounds good.
And I'd be the one dancing with you then.
All right, then.
But I'll tell you what, though. You really do a great job on the commercials.
Thank you, sir.
I have more good comments about the way your voice fluctuates and your enthusiasm than ever in my 30 years of being on the radio.
I've been doing this for 15 years working in radio, and the way I look at it, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life, and this is too much fun for me.
And you do it, man. You do it with love.
I try my best.
And then what I was going to
say... That's probably why he works with dogs. Standards is so much better than humans.
Right? That's so true.
Okay, let's go.
Not right.
Let's go to our non-paying customer. Oh, that's both of you.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh. Yes. No. Here we go. No.
Let's go
to mine.
We're going to cut his mic. Okay, guys?
Okay, non-paying customer. What do you tell us about your dog service?
Well, what we do is we provide... the main thing we provide is care and love. And that's very important.
Wow, that's beautiful.
On that owns a pet.
Really, because, that's beautiful.
You know, we've had pets for the majority of our life, and we still have some now. But regardless, what we do provide is walking for dogs, sitting if a drop-in's needed, and we're not biased if you have a cat, and cats can take care of themselves a lot longer than dogs by themselves. So we can do drop-ins with cats also. And provide training, basic training for a dog if that was something that was needed. I certainly can do that. I've done it with enough of my own and have been to training. So that's something that, you know, if it's necessary, that we can do that. But predominantly we do sitting, you know what I mean? If you're going to go away for a week or whatever, we can take care of.
Do you have a website?
We do, and my wife is not with me at the time, so I can't tell you the website, but I know she has one. I apologize for that.
Would you be interested in having someone like explain how she gets traffic to your website, and she has programs and stuff, and she knows how to do it? Would you be interested in talking to Hope about that?
Yes. Hope is the nicest person you ever met. I listen to
you. Well, that's nice.
Except for Tammy.
Tammy, that's right. And Brian, right?
Right.
No.
Yes. Okay, I have no comment.
No.
Just kidding.
I don't understand. No, you don't understand. You just don't comprehend. What would you say to someone
that
started?
Brian.
If I said that to you, Matt, you don't comprehend... You don't understand, and no.
Yeah, that basically means I'm not getting it. I'm not understanding it.
Oh.
Stop.
Right. Would you like to have a conversation with someone like that?
But did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
He did not agree with you.
Hold on. Brian asked me, do I understand what, do I comprehend, do I understand it? No means. Yes, I understand what that means. Whether or not I agree with it, completely different argument. All he asked was, do I understand it? Yes, I understand it. Whether or not I agree, depends on the circumstances.
Right. That's where they say acceptance. You gotta accept.
No, just like if you hire, a company to come in and build a house, and they're standing there telling you, oh, we're going to frame this, we're going to do this, we're going to angle this, and you're like, what? Why? You don't understand what they're talking about. Why? Because you're not a carpenter.
Yes, I am.
You are not. That's what I was just trying to tell you.
I actually am a carpenter. Scott,
websites.
Help me out here, Scott.
You don't get it. You don't even understand the terminology. There's nothing wrong with that, but a fact.
What I was saying is this. You ready, Scott and Mark? You there, Mark, Scott?
I'm here.
I'm listening.
Okay, so what I was saying is Groupon is like the genius, the leader of our industry, right?
Gosh.
Let me just say,
but
Groupon's like worldwide, right? They're like they're the biggest coupon in the world, and they do it on the computer, right? So now, why not see what they're doing and duplicate it? That's all I was saying. And then Tammy's like, no, you don't comprehend.
Right.
You don't understand.
And I still stand by exactly what I said.
You know the biggest transmission company?
I've known Brian a real long time, and he's always believed in the coupon. I mean, you always have to give somebody something to bring them in.
Right. But what I'm saying is, if you have a leader in the industry that's computer oriented and they're the leader in coupons, why wouldn't you just copy them?
Okay, well, guess what? And we're trying to be innovative and new and fresh and
offer... Is there something to what I'm saying?
No, and offer something that's never been offered before and explode. That's what we're trying to do.
It's like
be better than Groupon and be better than all the rest of them.
But it's like McDonald's. You go anywhere for McDonald's, you know what you're going to get. They duplicate it.
I think they're both right, right? I think the Groupon has... I mean, it's the granddaddy of online coupons. So there's something to learn there, but... At the same time, because they are a lot older, you don't want to emulate it 100%. So maybe you take what you can and learn from that.
I think I got a name for our company, by the way. You ready, Mark?
I'm ready, Brian.
DuPont. What do you think? DuPont. Right? Because we do what Groupon don't do.
It's actually not bad, but I would kind of be scared of the other DuPont. Name that sounds yes. really like that, who is like a
huge
world industry
yes.
crusher.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If
you
I
know
would
what I would call
that.
My hamburger joint, Scott? Yes.
What?
McDoodles.
You're just going after that Eddie Murphy movie. Remember the Eddie Murphy movie
yeah.
Coming to
what
America?
What was it? Coming to
yeah.
America. That
wow.
was
yeah.
Yes, that was hilarious.
So, Mark, what would you call your coupon company if you could call it a name?
Uh-oh. Did we lose Mark?
No, Mark.
No, they're still there.
Yeah, Mark just has time.
Either Mark is stumped or you lost him.
No, I'm not still there.
No, Mark's a little slow.
Mark was actually blocking it because Brian was talking
so
much.
No,
Mark, no one stopped.
I'm going to share something
Nobody
about Mark.
Nobody stopped talking over there.
Mark was dropped as a child. I had
oh
talked with
gosh,
his mother.
Oh, my gosh. Just be quiet. Stop
he
it.
Was.
See, this is why you are not classified as a nice person and I am.
Okay, so Mark. Think, Mark. What would you name your coupon company?
What would I name our coupon company? I would name it the same as a coupon company. I don't
Why
know,
not
Brian.
Name a coupon company? Coupon company.
Actually, I like that.
You know, if I had to name a dog service, Serenity Dog Service might be the best name I've ever heard in my life. Because what do you
there
want
you
in
go.
Life? You want serenity, right? You want peace yeah. of mind. Everybody wants that, right? The spiritual
Absolutely.
Malady is like when you're irritable or discontent or upset, you're not in the spirit. It's the opposite. When you're in the spirit with God, you have serenity. So what did he name his dog service company?
Serenity
Dog Service. So Google Serenity Dog Service, and you're going to get someone that has peace of mind, and you're going to get the best dog service in the world.
You
yes.
got it, because the wind's already been taken out of my sail by, I think, Scott, but if you do something you love for work, you'll never work a day in your life.
Right. Matt actually just said that. Awesome.
We,
you know, dogs
really
know
enjoy.
Whether or not that you understand them or not.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. There was this lady that came in. Like, if you want to talk about reviews, okay? I was open this weekend, and I was watching my daughter's pit bull. All right, best dog in the world. I mean, the dog used to go to CrossFit gym every day. I mean, he's just so lovable, and the customers love him. This one lady came in the other day, and you can look at my reviews on Google, and it says I was met at the front door by a pit bull. Then the guy asked me to put my vehicle, you know, my purse in a locker that was by the front door also. I just turned around, and we went to upscale.
What do you do
and
about
thought,
that?
You know,
that's
she
good.
Has no idea that there's 15,000 square foot and there is no better antique shop in the Tri-Area.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
You know what I'm saying?
What's the name of the company?
You know, for her to be that ignorant was like, you know, foolish.
Slave Trades.
Slave Trades.
I always say Slave Trades.
I know. It's
Slave Trades. I need to
it's
bring
slave.
Some stuff
slave.
Over there. And
Can I ask you a question? Who?
Sure.
So you have bad reviews because I don't think we have any, do we?
No,
we have a 5-star rating. So if I have a 5-star rating, how do I? But anyhow, that's okay. Just so you know, we have a 5-star rating. 40 right. years in business, pretty good.
Not no more.
Not
and
no more.
Just so you know, with our service, Brian, we do have references for anyone that would like to, you know, check in. Because I understand a pet is a member of the family, so we know the importance.
But what I wanted to ask, hope a question.
So,
So if you have a bad review, how do you get the bad review off?
Well, you don't. You know, every now and then...
It's an algorithm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Most of the time you cannot get it off. You can petition Google, but 99% of the time you can't. So what we do is we say, you're going to bury it. So let's say you have 10 reviews and one of them's bad. Well, that's not good. So what do? You go out and you find... You ask your customers that are happy and to give you a review.
To put it at the bottom.
Yeah, so all suddenly...
What great advice.
Yeah, so now you have 50 reviews and one bad one.
But
so,
it's on the bottom.
Well, I would rather have a couple bad ones because it is it just shows that you're real.
That's right, that's exactly...
You know, you can't please everybody.
Yep, and we always joke about that. You're not a real customer, you're not a real company until you get one bad review because that shows people you're human. But so what you do is...
I got a couple, and I mean, you know, if people understand by the way they read them, and then they see all the other ones, because I've got hundreds of really good praise reviews that it just makes the people that leave, you know, bad reviews stupid.
Yeah,
it just really does.
And the other tip is you always want to respond to your reviews, whether it's good or bad, because that shows both Google and yourself that...
I should have responded
to the lady that my pit bull was hungry. Come back.
But you know what?
Bring the pit bull to us.
I was just
going to
go ahead and just tell you what I was meaning by that whole thing, that you could tell whether somebody understands dogs. Because this one lady walked in, and Hank was right by the front door, and she didn't say nothing other than she pointed her finger and moved her finger to let the dog go back, and the dog just sat there, and like every time she moved her finger, the dog went back a little.
Aww.
She moved her finger again, the dog went back a little.
Aww.
Moved the finger again, the dog went back a little, and I thought, wow, she really knew how to tell that dog what to do.
Serenity dogs.
Serenity dog service.
And I wanted to let everyone know that we are centrally located in Pinellas. We're right on the Clearwater Lago line, and easily can get to a lot of communities in the
And you can give us Serenity Dog Services a call at 727-831-3518. Thank you so much, Mark, for being on the show today. Slade Trades, please say what you would like to say in closing. Thank you for being on the show as well.
Well, thank you, Tammy and Brian, and I'm sorry we missed your food. Every time we come, we always enjoy it.
Okay, and then I'd like to say carsunlimitedautorepair.com.
And then we have a promo for one of our awesome clients
right
now.
What about the diabetic clinic?
It's so hot. You got to go to Jilly Beans, get some ice cream, and cool off here at 368 Patricia Avenue, Dunedin, 727-754-5742. And also, if you want to lose weight or get your diabetes under control, you got to go check out the United Metabolic Treatment Center in Tarpon.
Which I'm doing.
Yep, at 727-234-9100. They deal with anything metabolic, but especially specializing in diabetes. Brian can attest to that.
I just started yesterday.
Yes, and that's awesome.
Diabetic clinic. It's
also
in Tarpon.
Also, ladies, if you want to lose weight, they're doing the Ozempic weight loss programs.
Name is Bill, right?
Yeah, Bill, United Metabolic. Thank you so much,
United
guys.
Metabolic.
Thank you, Scott. Scott from Slade's Trades, located at 1698 Hercules Avenue.
And then Hope, name of your company?
Yeah, Microbiz Consulting and Services. You can call us at 813-586-1531 or website www.microbizwithaZOPS.com.
And then we got you one deal, carsunlimitedautorepair.com.
That's right. There
Hope,
you go.
Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. Thank you, Mr. Brian.
Thanks,
everybody.
Matt, more than anybody.
Thank you, Matt. And try to stay cool out there, guys. And don't
Floyd, you did a great job. Cool. It's all right. Take it.